This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
Yo, Airhead Nation, we got Greg Miller, and this episode is presented by Sicknick. Greg, what's the lowdown with Sicknick, homie?
Yeah, man, we put on Sicknick. That's a show we put on in Gonzales, Louisiana. That's August 26th, 27th.
Hells yeah, and remind us one more time, man, why would anyone want to pre-register for Sicknick?
Man, save that almighty dollar, man. You know, if you pre-register, you can save, you know, money on pre-registration. It secures your spot at the car shows. Certain shows like Strapping the Coast, you also get free show shirt. We do giveaways if you pre-register. All the people who pre-register, they get entered into a drawing for our free air ride giveaway. We also do giveaways where, like on Strapping the Coast, we do a free ticket to the show. One lucky person will win two nights in a hotel, their free entry to the car show. We give them a $100 gas card, and we give them their free show shirt. So they don't come out of pocket nothing the entire weekend, except for their food. They have to buy their own food.
That's what's up, and you heard it from the man, Greg Miller. So make sure you go out there and search on Facebook, Sicknick, Sicknic. Also on Instagram, follow. It's one umbrella right there, Scraping the Coast Show. Boom. OLP, we got ya. Peace. Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast. Had to get a couple extra yo's in there for episode 40. We had the homie Toasty from Down Under. Sounds really weird, but it's going to make a lot of sense. But first, after Mike and I, you're going to hear the big homie Josh Miller, Seedless, from RA, Florida, talking about downtime. It's coming up next weekend, so you guys get ready. What's going down, Miggity Mike the Mayor?
Airhead Nation, what's going on?
Dude, I'm telling you straight up, we just came off. I'm still riding that wave from Craig Frazier, Air Syndicate / Cal Concepts. Check those hashtags. Listen, if you're a new listener, that's the number one episode you got to go right to and listen to, man. Straight up. Huge shout out to Air Syndicate and Dion at Cal Concepts. So thanks, guys. But Mike, real quick before we talk about this episode, how's your day going, brother?
Dude, another beautiful day. We actually went through a whole day. We made it through the whole day, Jay, with no rain. Absolutely no rain, brother. And it was awesome. Everybody's like, oh my God, it's so hot. I'm going to melt. But guess what? We didn't have no rain, so I'm down with that. There's nothing worse than I can think of some things worse, but I can't stand delivering mail in the rain. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather be sweating than be wet from the rain. Talk about rain, Jay.
I'm telling you, man. Dude, up here it rained a lot. No, what I was going to say is we got to get some cool videos of Mike undercover in the mail truck just going back and forth with the steering wheel, going, getting crazy, donut this way, donut that way. We won't post it online or anything, though. It'll just be cool, right, Mike?
I was about to say, Jay, I definitely cannot post any of that, especially in my uniform and especially in my mail truck.
No, I feel you.
Because the feds are watching, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the feds are watching.
You know what I'm saying? They be watching. They be watching that kind of stuff. Well, hey, Jay, man, why don't we get to business and let's tell the people about our weekend, man. We had an awesome weekend.
We did. So a couple things before we get into the show that we attended, which was kick-ass, you name it, all the badass words you can think of. But so this episode, we've got a homie from Australia. It's not our first international guest because we've had Canadians on, our homies, but it's our first guest from Australia, so we've got Avid on. But his name, let's just keep it simple. His name is Toasty. We're going to give out all his information during the interview. It's really unique look into the scene down under. We've got, he's just to be clear, he's in the States right now for the severed 25th anniversary that happened at Slamboree. So we'll touch on Slamboree. Definitely a big shout out to Jimmy Broyles, who puts that on. I think he's NC up there. And it was a fantastic ride as far as the show. You know, we weren't there, but of course we know a lot of people that were, so that was great. We definitely catch up with Toasty. We talked to him about the visit to the U.S., you know, and again, the truck scene, which is a very unique look into that. And overall, I'll say, man, not much more to say there. It's pretty badass. Now, Mike, before we talk about the shows, let's give some shout-outs, homie.
Well, dude, let's start off with our boy, Mr. Doug Johnson, Aftermath Designs. Not only is he, you know, one of the coolest motherfuckers in the scene, but he makes some pretty badass trophies, too. So if you're a promoter out there and you don't use Doug already, definitely hit up Doug Johnson on Facebook. Check out his Aftermath Designs page and give him a shout out. And because if you want to put on a damn good show and you want some badass awards, definitely give Doug a call and send him a message on Facebook. I'm not giving out his number on air because, you know, our millions and millions of listeners, they would blow up his phone and he wouldn't be too happy with that. So.
Nah, he wouldn't. And what's easy is it's just Aftermath, which is one word, space, designs, or on Instagram. I think he even put an Instagram profile picture up there for, finally. He had that little blank for a while. I was like, my OCD's kicking in. But it's Aftermath_designs. Diggity Doug Johnson, he's real deal. Holyfield, you know, ODB and the mayor, we approve this message.
Yes, we do.
So next, we got Greg Miller. So you heard a little bit from Greg on episode 39. We got Greg Miller, and his kind of production is Scraping the Coast, but it's along with Orange Beach Invasion. That's kind of one of the newer shows. And then he's got Slamber Party, which you heard him provide the dates, and we'll have a little ad in this episode. And then also Sicknick, and that's Sicknic for those scoring at home. Greg Miller, Real Deal Holyfield. And we're going to make sure that we're at as many of these shows as we can in 2018. And there's definitely one left for this year. So looking forward to it. A couple of them left for this year. So, Mike, what do you say about Sparkles, man?
Sparkles Detail. If you want the shine on your ride, just hit up Tim and Tanya. Pretty much at every show that you go to in our scene, Tim and Tanya will be there with Sparkles Detail. So definitely, guys, support the clean team that supports the scene. These guys have been with us since day one, and they're going to continue to support us because we're going to support them. So definitely check out Sparkles Detail, Tim and Tanya Morris on Facebook, on Instagram, Sparkles Detail, or sparklesdetail.com. But definitely check them out at the shows because they're always there. They'll have the Sparkles Detail girls there, and they're ready to make your ride shine. So give some support to those that support the scene, and that's Sparkles Detail.
Awesome. Well, I'll take the next two, or the next one, I should say, grinder-tv.com. Brian Good, you're definitely in good hands with Brian. He and some of his cast of team members, mostly him, to be honest, they put out one of the baddest DVD Blu-rays in the entire scene, really everything automotive. One thing I'll say is this, you've heard me, ODB, say this multiple times. The key with Brian is they are moving to like a current type situation, which is YouTube. So you want to go out on YouTube and just type in Grindr space TV, hit enter, and you'll see Grindr TV is the first one there. They got about just over 44,000 subscribers. It's an all-encompassing automotive channel, and I can't say enough about him. He puts his heart and soul into the scene, and we just ask that you go back and hit subscribe to his channel, buy a shirt, buy a Blu-ray, buy some stickers, tell him OLP sent you. So, Mike, I know our homies, and including Morgan over at Vier, recently hooked us up, man. What you got to say about Vier?
Vier. And, we do have a sad story. Is, guys, in case y'all didn't know this, Morgan Vier, a.k.a. Morgan Fernandez, as we know her now on Facebook, that's still Morgan Valliere, guys. Okay, so I know it was a big post the other day. It was a big sad day in Facebook land. Morgan Valliere disappeared. Everybody was trying to figure out where Morgan Valliere was at. Well, she is really Morgan Hernandez. So that is not somebody proceeding to be her or pretending to be her. It is still Morgan Valliere, guys. So they forced her. Somebody turned her in and forced her to change her name. So Facebook did it. Facebook made her do it. So true story. Seen it on Facebook. So, guys, just be on the lookout for Morgan Hernandez, okay? It's still the real deal Morgan Valliere, okay?
Yeah, you know it. And as Vic and I have been trying to tell everybody, the mini truck and police are following us everywhere. They're watching our every move, and they're trying to...
The feds are watching.
They have tried to catch Morgan riding dirty. A couple episodes ago, I mentioned LinkedIn. That's a great spot to get your online kind of resume out there. And if you've been following Morgan there for a while, you've known that her last name isn't officially Valliere. Although I did give her a good Iggy. I told her, man, Morgan, do like Chad Ochocinco, man. Remember what he did, Mike? They tried to shut him down. Dude, go legally change your name. It's not a lot.
Yep.
And go right at the haters, man. Look them right in their face and be like, dude, I'm using whatever the F name I want to use because I'm Morgan and I'm from Valliere, hashtag Valliere Corp. You know how they do, man.
Hey, Jay, I'm just throwing this out there. I'm going to just say that whoever turned her in was probably from another from another air compressor company. I'm not going to throw no companies out there, but I'm just saying, you know, he's just seen the popularity and, you know, with just Valliere is always out there because Morgan's always putting them out there. I'm going to guess that those are the guys that turned her in. Just saying.
You know it.
You know, Jay, we have probably one of the biggest, I don't know if we call him a fan, a super fan, a groupie. I don't know what you call, but he is one cool ass dude. And he definitely loves, he is definitely down with some OLP. Our boy, Mexican, Mr. Eric. If you guys need any air conditioner service in the Tampa Bay area, and shit, this guy has no fear because he'll drive anywhere. And when I say anywhere, I've seen him all the way up over in Vero Beach, all the way down to Fort Myers, all the way down to Naples from the Tampa Bay area to service air conditioner systems. And you know what? Just because he's a loyal listener and a damn good dude and a good friend of ours, shout out to Eric. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the support. This man was preaching OLP at this past weekend. And Eric, we really appreciate it. So, guys, if you need some air conditioner service, check out 813-230-Eric. And for you guys that can't figure it out, it's 3742. That's, once again, 813-230-3742. Eric, we love you, man. No homo.
I'm telling you, man, you had to get the dash in there. That really showed your age. Now, I'm sure you're not saying like pound. You're not going to say hashtag. You're going to say hit pound. You know, all the younger kids, they say hashtag. They don't know what pound means. And then Mike,
hey,
I think
Jay,
Mike still has
learned,
a rotary dial.
Listen, Jay, listen, I've learned with Slamfest, trying to promote this show and talk about this show, if you don't spell it out for these people nowadays, they have no clue, brother. They want you to do it all for them. So I wanted to make sure that nobody had no questions and they knew exactly what I was doing. And that is a phone number, fellas. That is a phone number, ladies. So give Eric a call. Now, he is a married man, so don't be trying to hit him up and you know, get those digits and trying to get a date. And there is no sexual favors, you know, in trade for air conditioner services. It's strictly money. So
that's a good idea.
Give a boy a call.
That's a good
idea. And he'll get it taken care of for you.
That's a damn good idea, though. All right. So as we move ahead here, so a couple more, we'll speed these up. A couple things. All Time Low magazine. You heard the big shout out that I gave him last time. You got Nathan Coker's truck on there. Definitely subscribe. Also, huge shout out to Bare Knuckles Fabrication, or excuse me, Bare Knuckles Customs. They're out in Orlando area, and it's a Bare Knuckle Customs. They saved an 82 Diamondback Silver Streak from the trash, him and his boy. So, Tony, thank you. We linked up this past weekend. We're going to talk about the Orlando Memorial Cruise, and he delivered it there for me, and I'm stoked. It's going to be kind of a side project, man. I've got too many of those, but we're going to keep that going. And then last but not least, Phil Fowler, Low Rollers. He posted up the other day, 25 years. Man, huge shout out to that club. Those guys are more passionate about the scene than probably Mike and I combined. And that's a lot. That's a lot of passion. So
for
big,
real.
Big
for
shout
real,
out.
Though.
If you're not following Phil Fowler on Facebook or Instagram, you're definitely missing out. Some of the old Mini Truckins has pictures of Phil in there. He was definitely a weekend celebrity. But just search Phil, F-O-W-L-E-R. It'll, of course, pull up. It's Phil underscore Fowler. And you'll see 25 years of Low Rollers since 92. They're up in Delaware. And they're good people, so make sure you follow them. So, Mike, as we transition now into the scene updates, the Orlando Memorial Cruise. So you rolled in with John. I call him Big John from Aftermath. Man, how was that, dude, cruising in that bitchin'-ass truck?
Dude, good dude, for real, for one of the best dudes in the scene right there, man. He's a him and his wife, Kim. Real good people, and, of course, you know he's got the Cadillac V. And she drove the Cadillac over. We rode over in the Silverado crew cab, you know, bagged, body dropped, all the good deal, and thing rides like a Cadillac. It's a badass truck. We met up with the rest of the Aftermath crew and we rode over. Of course, showed up a little bit later than we wanted. But the one thing that I would like to do is, first of all, shout out to Tony and Bill for putting this event on. They moved the event this year to, I believe it was Ace Cafe, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Ace Cafe Orlando.
Yep, Ace Cafe Orlando. Shout out to those guys. No, not everything went smooth. No, yes, it freaking poured down rain. But you know what? Shout out to the mini trucking, all the mini truckers out there, because damn it, guys, it freaking monsooned. The parking lot was underwater, and guys, you guys showed up and supported the shit out of this event. And, you know, special shout out to OT, Car and Truck, you know, Truck Club. Broke down. One guy breaks down on the side of I-4. They all stop posting pictures up on Instagram, Facebook. Shout out to those guys, man. One breaks down, they all stop. They all go run over to the parts store, get whatever they needed, got it fixed, and they all rolled in together. And that just shows – you know, our mini trucking scene's one big family, guys. And that was really good to see, because everybody showed up there, supported the cause, and, you know, supported Ace Cafe, the food, the drinks, you know, showed them that we're for real. We can pack a parking lot, and we're going to come there and we're going to support the restaurant. And I tell you what, mad props to those guys, because the food was on point, Jay. I don't know what you ate, but man, I had me a cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger, and if you didn't get that bread pudding dessert that was there, it was off the chain. It was awesome. So you really missed out if you didn't get that, but it was really good. So thanks again to Tony and Bill. Definitely look forward to next time, and hopefully, you know, we'll be the only event there, because I think we showed that we can pack that place for them. Not only the parking lot, but the restaurant, and they're going to make plenty of money on us. So, you know, give us the whole place, and we'll, I think we'll bring even more people next year, because it won't be raining next year. But hey, like I said, mad props to the mini trucking community, because you guys showed up and showed out, man. And, everybody was on point, you know, no problems. And, it was good times for sure.
That's it. And I'll tell you this, one thing, when I looked at the map, I was like, shit, man, this is straight downtown Orlando. One thing that I loved about it is it was a brand new type venue, right? So it's a fresh place. It's kind of in the heart of Orlando. But really, once I got there and parked, which was super simple, I didn't really feel like I was in Orlando. I kind of felt like I was in a different spot, because the venue was so large in terms of inside the food, the outside, the nice kind of area, covered area outside that you can sit and kind of look out to the parking lot. It was really awesome. You know, we saw Josh Wheeler there with the sick-ass purple ride, man. I think it's a 49. Dave Shulman from Acro, he was there in the Cadillac with the LS. Has, of course, our homies over at CC Cycle Wheels, or also known as Colorado Custom Wheels, had the Caddy wheels on it with the white wall low pros. He had Vin there. You had Eric Mexican, which we talked about. We had Josh Miller. He was there. I'm looking at some of the photos on Instagram. We had John, of course, from Aftermath with a bunch of other Aftermath guys. You had the homie Tim from Low Bros. So he was there with, you know, his whole Low Bro family. So, again, I mean, a lot of other names, a lot of other people were in the house. But if you look at our Instagram, our Lifestyle Podcast, just look at the profile. You'll see some of the better pictures that we took. So it was really a good time. Great venue. It's Florida. It's August, dead of the summer, very hot out. But I tell you, it rained a little bit. It actually cooled us off. So that was great, and it was nothing that was going to scare anyone away. So big ups, as Mike said, to the homies that put it on.
Absolutely. And guys, if you are not following Our Lifestyle, the podcast on Instagram, if you're not following our Facebook page, our group, you guys are missing out, because Jay is absolutely killing it with all these photos that he takes. And if you guys can't make it to any of these shows that Jay is at, he puts it all on Facebook, he puts it all on Instagram, and you guys can follow it. So make sure you guys are hitting the follow button, and make sure you guys are hitting the like button, and following us on all of our social media pages. And if you didn't see it, there is an actual, we have our YouTube page now. And it's actually got videos up on there, and it's a little short video of our episode 39, Air Syndicate. So definitely check out our YouTube channel. If you check it out, follow it, share it. Don't be afraid to share it, man. You guys can share all you want. Let all your friends know you're listening. Let all your friends know you're following us. And our Instagram, our Facebook page. And keep up, man. That whole thing where Jay posted up and the whole idea with our readers' rides, our listeners' rides, and that was awesome. And we want to thank everybody for participating in that.
Yeah, we want to do more.
We definitely, yes. So keep sending them. And, you know, shout out to Ruben, man. This guy is always listening. This guy is always posting when he is listening. And he gets tons of likes. And I'm sure from Ruben posting – that there's a lot more people listening. So, Ruben, we appreciate you, brother.
Triple OG. Well, before we start to wrap it up here, because we're going to keep this piece short and sweet so you guys can hear from Toasty, because this is an amazing interview, I definitely want to say big shout out to the homie Fester. If you're on Instagram, as many of you are, look up Fester's Garage. So just like it sounds, no underscore. Fester's Garage, he is what I call the curator for some amazing, amazing fleet. And it's, you know, Fester's Garage, of course, and dude's passionate about mini trucking. He's got many, many vehicles under his wing, including Raw Deal, which he just finished and took to a show. It's an old school truck with a topper, all gold urethane. It's got wire wheels on it. I think the truck was dubbed Raw Deal back in the day. I think the early 80s. Really is an iconic truck. He got a lot of love for it, and it's nothing but passion, man. So, you know, follow Fester. And really, Mike, I think we've been getting a lot of love from Ryan Good. We had Greg Miller, and you, like you mentioned, a lot of other guys that have shared the podcast. But this is what we'll say. We're recording this now because there's no breaks, dude. If there's any breaks on this podcast, we've ripped them off. We've cut the lines. We're 0 to 1,000. We're going to be putting out more content. We've been saying it. We stopped saying it for a while because we're like, damn it, we're not talking anymore. We're just fucking doing. So that's what we're doing now. And as Mike said, make sure you share it with everyone, because we're going to be putting out a lot more content. We've heard you guys, you know, some want longer episodes, some want shorter, but this one's going to be right in the sweet spot of time. And that's all I got to say, Mike. So what else you got to say, homie?
Hey, Jay, I got two things, and then that's going to be it, because I know I love to talk. But, guys, I mentioned something about the Fantasy Football League. If you guys are interested in doing a Our Lifestyle, the podcast Fantasy Football League, let me know. Hit me up on the page. I started a little thing on the page to, you know, find out if anybody was interested. I think there was 4 people that commented back on it that they were interested. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to pin it at the top of our Facebook page and leave it up there. And if we can, we need at least 10 people. Y'all let me know if you guys want to do it. We'll do it. Cool. If not, we won't do it. No problem. Also, downtime. Our Lifestyle Podcast is going to host the Cornhole Tournament. We're going to have 3 different boards set up there so we can accommodate, you know, bunch of damn teams at one time, and we're going to get the damn cornhole tournament rolling. Josh and Hair Bear haven't given us the exact location yet or what time we're going to start yet, but we will be there. We are going to do a cornhole tournament, so make sure you guys show up. I'm going to shoot for over there by the DJ so he can make announcements for us to get all you guys there. But you guys show up, be ready to play cornhole, and let's do some club-on-club cornhole crime. All right? That's all I got. Jay, Airhead Nation, we out.
We out here. Peace. You are not the same that I was when I was younger. I'm old with the clan from the land down under. Deep in the darkness. Yo, it's Our Lifestyle Podcast, and this is presented by Sick Nick. I just want to say what up. We got the big homie from RA, Florida, Josh, quotation marks, seedless, end quote, Miller. What's going down, homie?
What's going on, brother? How you doing tonight?
Dude, everything is good, man. It's always great to sync up with you. We've had you on a couple times, and man, it's that time of year, isn't it, man?
Hell yeah, man. I love it. I always love coming on and enjoy talking to you guys, for sure.
Hells yeah, man. So, you know, just want to kick it real quick, man. You know, what's been going down in your hood, man? I know you got a lot of stuff going down, but, you know, how's it going even outside of trucks, man?
Everything's good, man. Can't complain, man. Just living life and working hard and, you know, living for the hobby that we do this for. You know, we can't do it without working. So, you know, that's been the main focus and the kiddo, and that's about it, man. Just kicking and enjoying time.
Yeah, man, I like how you put that because – you know, oftentimes on the podcast, you know, we kind of stick to a script in our heads. And man, at the end of the day, like you said it, dude, I mean, we're hustling, we're working. But the one thing that I can appreciate about you and a lot of your crew, man, and when I say your crew, you know, like your club, your chapter, is, you know, you guys are never really complaining like, oh, this and that. You know, you guys are hustling, doing your thing. And that's what we all do. You know, Vic and a lot of us up here, man, that's what we're always trying to do too, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. We know we all have an end goal or want to continue in this scene to flourish and grow, and you can't do that sitting still. That's for damn sure.
Hell yeah. And I do want to say real quick, kind of off the cuff, man, I really like those photos that you post in your garage. I mean, I like how, who did that real quick? Just off the cuff here, who did that? Like, did you have someone like paint that kind of knows what they're doing? Because it looks pretty badass.
Yeah. What's pretty funny is my kids, who I call, you know, Squirrel and Sunshine, which most people know them that way, we were sitting in my garage one time, and Squirrel, being the degenerate that he is back in the day, used to go around tagging stuff. So he, you know, I was like, man, if you think you can do it, let's do a mural. So, we sat one day and came up with a design of it, and he started sketching it out and grabbed some paint cans and started spray painting. And the end result is what you see. You know, it's pretty crazy to think that, you know, he had that talent in him, with a few talents that he does have, but, gotta love that kid, man. Those two boys are loyal as shit to me, man. I wouldn't, you know, they're like my right-hand man. They come over to the house here, and even my son, who's 12 years old, calls them the kids, which is pretty funny. But, you know, they come over every Tuesday for Taco Tuesday and every Friday to hang out on the back porch for pizza and beer and stuff like that. So they're like the family, man. We've been doing that for a couple of years solid, you know, at least that part of it. And I wouldn't have it any other way, so... So yeah, he ran with that and knocked it out, and boy, I love it, man. It really fits nice in the garage. We have a plan for a whole another side to the other side of the garage too. We just haven't got to that part.
Yeah,
well,
man.
Because, you know, he's lazy too, but
yeah, it's like a family affair.
Yeah, love it.
Is that your one
son
that when you post photos of that he had, and they may both have, but like he has like the same eyes as you, man.
Yeah, man. That's my right hand man for sure, dude. He's my number one, my best friend. He's what I do everything for. You know, he's my lifeline, and I wouldn't have it any other way, man. He's with me all the time, and you know, luckily, you know, when I'm able to go away from shows that he can't go to, you know, he's got you know, his cousins that he's with and stuff like that. But other than that, he rolls with me. He's at Doing in the Dark this year and had a great time and thought it was like the coolest shit ever. You know, to be around and hang out with everyone too, and all the local stuff that we go to, he's always in the passenger seat rolling with me.
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us, because I know, you know, a lot of us, like you said, mini truckers, we leave for the weekends. You know, we're weekend celebrities or whatever you want to call it. So it's kind of nice to get a little bit of insight into, like, man, how you balance your, you know, I'll say work life, but mini truck life. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
Well, good stuff. Before we really get into it, man, I just want to say it's, you know, it's badass. We got downtime coming up, so we're going to, you know, get into that, obviously.
Right.
But I did want to say, like, your truck, you know, I mentioned at the beginning, Seedless. For anybody that knows Josh's badass S10 with the Trailblazer clip on the front, you know, it's really on a rampage, dude, in the scene, what I like to say. And it's what you kind of alluded to. It's the hustle. It's the determination. It's the, you know, not like Vic and I will say, like a lump on a stump, you know. But how was
right.
it to attend the final Summer Showdown? That must have been pretty bad, man, because you guys all banded together and, dude, did it up, man.
Yeah, man, I will say, man, I was pretty impressed with it. You know, I got the feedback from the show from the past couple of years and things like that. We showed up to, you know, me and Big Juice rolled out the Summer Showdown, and there was a big group of us that kind of met up, being the last one when it was announced that.
Uh-huh.
So it was even more. It was one of the shows I kind of always wanted to hit and check it out. I've always heard that it was a cool little location and all that. So we showed up there, and unfortunately, a couple days before, they got a ton of rain. And it flooded the main part of the show field. But I will say this, and I got a shout out to the Freaks and those guys that ran that show. They were able to balance everything out and think on their feet, move the show to a separate part of it, dude. And it, you know, by Saturday, you would have never known that it was supposed to be in a whole different area of that park. You would have thought that it was completely planned the way they did it, man. And it was the hospitality, the welcome, just, you know, rolling into the hotel with the truck and all that kind of stuff. Those guys just showed mad love to us and all that, man. And those guys just, they really took care of us and made us feel welcome, you know, from coming out of state. So I got to say, man, as far as the hospitality and the show itself and all that, and them thinking on their feet of moving that part, man, it was a great time. It was a really great time.
Awesome, man. Well, I know that it was kind of the, you know, it was the countdown to kind of the last one from what I understand. And we wanted to have the homies on. You know, Vic hit me up and said, man, let's have them on. And we just didn't cross paths at the right time. But it was great to see, man. If, you know, Florida, we rep hard, don't we? And you guys go to a lot of shows when you can and so on. So I just want to say big ups, man.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. That's what I love about this Florida. I mean, I know other states are close and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, most of the people that come from out of state and they come and hang out with the Florida group, whether it's Florida RA or No Regrets or Severed or NC or any of those guys like that. That's one thing about Florida. We all kind of stick together. We all have, it's almost like it's one big ass club for the most part. And, you know, we have guys that come from out of state like, man, I can't believe you guys are that close with the other clubs and all that. And, you know, I value a lot of that stuff because we all kind of in the same thing and people see that brotherhood and to go to, you know, to go to Summer Showdown and feel that love too of all of us coming together and going to that. And hell, dude, I mean, Seela's got, you know, best of show truck there, which was amazing for the last one. Got this cool ass skate deck and all that kind of stuff, man. It was amazing. It was a great experience. I'm happy we did it, dude. I wouldn't change it for anything in the world, for sure.
Rock on, dude. Well, I mean, keep it up, dude. And again, thanks for sharing a little bit of insight into how it went down. But
yeah, man,
how are you enjoying, you know, the S10 and really kind of taking it to all these different shows? Because I know it's fun because you got it such a nice truck, and wherever you go, you get a lot of love, man. So, I mean, it's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, man, it is. And it's good to, I mean, it's good to go to the Florida shows like that, but traveling and going out of state and just getting that, you know, that Facebook message saying, hey, I heard your truck's coming here. I can't wait to see it. I mean, you know, Jay, I mean, you got one of the baddest S10s. You got one of the baddest minis in Florida. I mean, you know the feeling and stuff like that. And we followed your truck for so long and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, just getting that feeling of what we do and what we put work into to get those accolades outside, not a trophy, not sure. anything, but to take something there and people appreciate it and see it and stuff like that, you know, taking it to a show feel like an LST and it taking something at LST. I mean, dude, that's completely the highlight of what I do, what I've done and all that kind of stuff. It's just, you know, competing on a level like that. Just it's super, super humbling, man. And it makes me smile every time something like that happens. And the minute you think that you're rolling, something like that humbles you, whether it's that or the Memorial Cruise a couple of weeks ago, taking a couple of those, man, it's super, super humbling for sure, man. And it makes it all worth it. That's for sure.
Yeah. That's what it's about. And kind of keeping the same thing or the same theme. I was going to say, like, you know, you mentioned earlier with your son, you know, sometimes he has to stay back, but it's got to be a great feeling, man, when he can roll with you, even if it's a local show or if it's Slamfest or Downtime, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But it's got to be a great feeling, man, when you got your ride or dies right there with you, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. You know, him being so young and, he, you know, he's been to some of the shows and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's kind of cool to when he sees that in his mind, still winning an award and anything like that, a kid like that, they're like, oh man, that's so cool. My dad's awesome. And, you know, that makes me feel good, you know, because like I said, everything I do period is for that dude. You know, he's super awesome. Great kid, man. Smart as a whip. So, you know, I value every little bit that I get from him and every second I spend with him, you know, it's one of those things. So if he enjoys it, I enjoy it.
And for anyone listening, I mean, that's straight up. That's what it's for, whether you got kids or you don't. I mean, we do this for kind of the passion, man. And right there, I mean, you hear Josh, man, just really kind of getting down to the I call it the meat and potatoes, man. So, you know, definitely good stuff. And I appreciate you sharing that.
Yes, sir, brother. No problem.
Yeah, you got it, man. So as we transition into downtime, which is...
Hell yeah, downtime.
Hells yeah, man. We are going to have a downtime. And this podcast is down under, so it's right in that theme. But you know, we always want to have, you know, Josh and the entire crew. But man, we love syncing up with Josh on the phone. But you know, give us a little bit of lowdown on this family oriented show in beautiful Vero Beach. You know, what are some of the details for some of the people that literally may not know, or some people that may live in Florida that want to just cruise down there for the day?
Yeah, man. Well, what's kind of cool is so. Downtime's usually in October. We've had to change the date because, well, let me just be honest. Mike thinks he runs Florida. No, joke. I'm just joking.
Right. He's the top dog.
That's completely a joke. I love Mike to death, you know. But you know, we had to move the date. You know, Slam Fest had to move. Thank God it's coming back to Tampa, which anybody in Florida is extremely excited about that. So anything we can do to accommodate that, you know, which is pretty awesome. But, you know, it's a happy accident because it lands on Labor Day. You know, the show's on a Saturday. Most people have off on Monday. So, you know, with it being a family-friendly show, you know, bring the kids, have a good time. You know, it's at one of the best venues, I think, on the East Coast out here at Riverside Park in Vero Beach. We're really, you know, really looking forward to it. You can't beat it, you know, on the water and enjoying some trucks with some nice damn weather, dude. And, you know, hell, if anybody's been there, let's not forget about the damn tacos that you can get at this place. You've been to LST, dude. LST, you know, they take tacos over the top. But, you know, this is what I call a miniature LST as far as tacos, because this guy comes out and slams the tacos out. And that line is damn near wrapped around the show trying to get these things.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned this last time we pulled up in terms of downtime, which is really kick-ass, is they take, like, you know, all these food trucks, they got hip to it and smart. You know, they'll take debit cards, credit cards and stuff, because they got the little, you know, whether it's Square or PayPal or you name it. So, I mean, that's awesome too, bro.
Absolutely. Hell yeah. That's the best way to do it. I mean, come prepared. You don't have cash. You have a card. You know, it doesn't matter. They take it all. So it works out tremendously. And, you know, those guys have been on board with us with the, you know, even with Fats and some of the other food vendors there. And you know, some of these guys have been with us since day one. And It's amazing to have everybody, you know, the repeat people coming back and the new faces and all, you know, all the new vendors that come out too. You know, it's always super appreciated. You know, it's hard to pull off a one day show to begin with and make it successful and, you know, something everybody wants to come back to and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I like to think this scene is about 75% personality and who you are and 25% about the vehicles. You know, it should be all a family, and you treat people right, and you, you know, all that kind of stuff. Everything works out great. You know, people want to come and hang out and have a good time. And why wouldn't? I mean, it's downtime. Come on.
Hell yeah. And that's the equation I'm talking about, 75-25, man. And I'll sign up for that any day.
Hell yeah.
So
hell yeah.
Any insight into the really cool time that you guys put in with the trophies? Like, sometimes you have the build in acrylics, and you had a couple other, I think, folks you were working with. But any insight to anything that's different this year with the trophies, or anything you wanted to share with that?
Well, I will do. I'll give a little bit of this. You know, the top 25s are pretty awesome. We got, you know, we had those made by Watcher's Chop Shop, along with the keychains that we did for the goodie bag. So they knocked those out of the park, and those got sent over to Action Brass, and they're powder coating all of these things. They're turning out really cool. Mikey's on board. He's doing some really, really cool projects for us for some of the awards and stuff like that, which you don't want to miss those. We got to see them and all that kind of stuff. And from what we've seen so far, they're out of bounds, you know. And, also obviously Brian always knocks the back windows out of the park. You know, those are always a favorite at our show for sure, is to see those windows and what he's going to come up with next. So, and we got a bunch of cool little specialty awards too. We got Seth Greenberg, he's doing doing our memorial award this year, and he's got some stamp leather. You know, he's got a leather company. He's doing some stamp leather for us, and the cornhole tournament. William at Willie's hardwood. Man, if you guys, I wish I could show it to you. What he's sketched up so far and getting to work on, but the cornhole tournament trophy is gonna be insane. And I don't know if you guys follow his work, Willie's hardwood on Facebook, but he makes these crazy mahogany bowls and all this kind of stuff out of, you know, freeform wood and everything. And the dude is just, he's outstanding. So I can't wait to see this project come out for sure.
That's really cool, man. I tell you, the cornhole, I love, like, when we go to the local USF games, a lot of people play it. Man, it's just fun, dude.
Absolutely.
Because whether you got skills or not, man, if you don't have skills, you just put a beer in one hand. And, you know, if hopefully, you know, that's good, or we can pour it in a cup or whatever we got to do. But, man, cornhole's for anybody, dude. Corn toss, whatever you call
Hell
it, man.
Yeah.
It's freaking fun. So, I mean, I appreciate the fact that we're going to be able to play there, man.
Yeah, I look at cornhole, Jay. I'm going to be honest with you. I look at cornhole as being the preppy version of horseshoes.
Yeah,
you know what,
man.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the transformed version of horseshoes. So,
yeah,
you know, anybody can throw a damn beanbag across and do that. So it's about the fun and all that kind of stuff. And when Mike approached me about you guys want to do a cornhole tournament as a part of downtime, man, I thought it was an amazing idea. It kind of gives it, you know, some more flair and all that kind of stuff. Mike was talking, obviously, going to scrape into some of the other shows that they did that too. So we kind of wanted to bring it here and kind of test it out. And of course we were on board with it. So, we wanted to make sure we worked it out. So the winner comes home with a cool ass trophy, and that's what we're doing. You know, we're really looking forward to that part of it.
Love the tie-in. Definitely. So we don't want to go too far talking about downtime without taking a moment to, you know, if you can, just remind us and the listeners, because we definitely don't want to ever forget this guy. He was a great dude in the scene, but what's the why behind downtime? You know, just for those, again, that may not know.
Okay, yeah, and I'll kind of give you the cliff note short version, as Hairbear would say. I'd like to do it in the Hairboard voice, because the show means a lot to us. No, seriously, though, you know, it's one of those, it's a show that means a lot to all of us, for sure. You know, Farm Fest and Blood Drag moving away and all that kind of stuff. And like 08, Callie from Indie Madness and Hair Bear was thinking about doing a show and wanted to do a show and wanted to bring something to Florida, kind of keep, you know, something else to Florida besides Slam Fest and things, you know, and all that kind of stuff, but something to this area to keep it going. And, you know, they devised a plan to do a memorial show for everybody who's fallen, Bruce and everybody else and Steve-O. So, you know, Hair Bear popped into his head at the show calling it downtime, and basically the rest is history from that point on. So, you know, 09 and 010 was the first 2 years that it happened, and a break was taken. We took a break after we lost Bob on the couch. May he rest in peace. I miss every single day that we're on this planet still. And so a break was taken then, and the first year back was 2013.
Okay.
And it's been annually ever since. So 2017 will actually be the seventh year for downtime. So, yeah, it's a show to give respects to the fallen people around, and you know, we never want to forget those people. Obviously, you know, we've all lost people close to us in the scene and all that kind of stuff. So to take a moment and pay respect to something like that is always a good thing.
Man, couldn't have said it better. I think you summed it up definitely really good with the cliff notes there. And
absolutely.
I'll just say that, when you think, like when I think about being at the show, you know, when trophies start rolling around, I just love, there's always kind of a good message, you know, Kevin and some of you guys do the emceeing, if you will. I think a few
Absolutely.
Years ago, Mike Murray got some sort of like a little kind of award for kind of what he does for the scene and stuff. There's always a good feel, you know, there's a good crowd around the stage. And, you know, like what you
Absolutely.
Just said, I mean, if that doesn't move you, what Josh just said, man, it's, I mean, that's why it's done, you know. We have to respect and kind of show that respect to the you know, some of the OGs and some of the people that we lost that were just friends, man.
Absolutely. And I'm curious if Mike still has that mailbox to me and Fresh. He actually got the Giggle Cream Award that year for the best mail. It was a mailbox, and we had it painted and pinstriped by Mikey and all that. I meant to text him up because it came across my news or my time hop about that award. I wonder if he still has it, if he trashed it.
He better not have, man, or I'm coming out with baseball bats. I mean, seriously, dude. I mean, it's like, dude, come on, man. what's going
yeah,
down?
That but thing was badass.
You better ask for photos, man, because I'm telling you, he might be like, yeah, yeah, I got that up. Yeah, it's up in the attic, you know? And then it's like, we want evidence, yeah, Mike. We want evidence.
Absolutely. Knowing him, he threw it to the side somewhere, forgot about it because he gets so much shit, and it's like, ah, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna text him after this and be like, "Send me a picture right now, dude."
Yeah, we're gonna share it on this pod after this one drops. You know what I mean?
absolutely.
So yourself, obviously, you know Kevin, aka Hair Bear, a lot. I mean, we could name them all, but you know, RA, Florida. You know, you guys really come to make the show possible. You know, there's lots of ideas that are, you know, put together. It's kind of a unique show. Can you give us any insight relating to some of the cool things that you guys have up your sleeve? I know you kind of mentioned a few, but was there anything else? Like, I mean, because I know we were chatting one time and you mentioned somebody's coming from down under, and I've seen some guys talking about coming from other states, and that's a huge push when it's a one-day show. And, you know, I just want to see if there's anything else you want to share about the show, man.
Yeah, man. What's cool about it is, like, just like you said, I mean, it's, you know, we have a lot of things, and what we try to have downtime is, it's kind of a time to obviously reflect, to enjoy each other and all that kind of stuff. So to have a bunch of, you know, nothing wrong with obviously club games and all that, which is fantastic and all that, you know, I enjoy going to shows and stuff, but this is a time to, I want, you know, it's almost like it should be, we want the feel of it to be like a big ass picnic, like a family reunion. Come there, enjoy everybody. Walk around, talk to people you don't get to see. It's almost like the main show of the preseason now of show season and all
love
that kind
it.
Of stuff with the cruise in being that and downtime being this and then Slam Fest. And then you have, you know, Rod Run, SEMA. I mean, they just keep rolling and rolling through the end of the year. So it's more of a feel of coming, kicking back, having some good conversation with some people around that you don't get to see very often. And, you know, that's the feel we like. I mean, we, you know, like you said, we have guys coming from RA, from Tennessee, Georgia, you know, all over the place. We have a guy flying in from Australia, Daniel Sloan. He's flying in on next Thursday. He's going to come in from Australia and hang out and enjoy the show, you know. So we have a lot of people. I mean, and even outside of the club, the people that continue to come, you know, Chris Rollins, he always supports the show and always brings his badass truck to the show and bring it. And shout out to his wife, Courtney, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, Queen of Savannah. She's amazing. When we're at Summer Showdown, those two took me and Big Juice in for 3 or 4 days, man. It just made us feel like real family, and I love those guys for that. They're great people in the scene, and Chris is always supporting everybody. And we got, you know, Craig Riley coming down and all that kind of stuff to support the show this year. Sparkles Detail is going to be there this year, coming to the show. Drop'Emware is coming to the show.
What?
I mean, so every year, every year we're getting, you know, it's you know, people are traveling further and further away, and it's just because of what they hear about the show and how laid back it is and the atmosphere and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really, really stoked about this year. I think it's going to be a great turnout. We all look super forward to it and having a good time and making it a great show for sure.
Hell yeah. Now we know they love your eyes, but I mean, is it maybe because some of the stories they've heard about Fester? I mean, possibly, right?
It could be. They could come to see what Fester's going to turn out to do and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we just hope Fester shows up on time this year and not at 3 o'clock, you know, when awards are getting announced. So, you know, we're pushing for him to be there on time this year. So we'll be excited for that.
Well, we can't wait to see his badass Suburban. And for anyone that hasn't, I did want to mention that the homie Brian from Grindr TV just dropped this week on YouTube. Obviously, we've been telling everyone, go on, search Grindr TV. I think it's like two words. And when you search, make sure you subscribe. And he dropped the Slam Fest video. And of course, Fester, man, he's all up in it with the truck.
He's all in it.
So
absolutely.
That's good shit right there.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Well, I think, like, you kind of summed up the show, man. It's going to be a fantastic Riverside. I think it's 3001. I can't forget that for some reason. I'm thinking Dre 2001.
Yeah.
We might as well make, you know, the
Riverside Park, Vero Beach, Florida, for sure. You got it. You nailed it, Jay.
Boom, the Chronic 3001, right? Yeah, man, you know, with the homies. So, you know, you got a beautiful venue.
Yeah.
You got tacos. You already had me sold there. You got an awesome show little area. You've got restrooms that are right there. Like I said, you got food. We already mentioned that. They take credit cards. I mean, there's so many great things about it. And then, oh, by the way, we talked about corn toss, cornhole. That's going to be popping. So, I mean, I'm going to have to bring a BMX bike, man, and pretend like I know what the fuck I'm doing, man.
Hell yeah, man. Bring it and kick around, man. You know, go from vendor to vendor. You know, we got, you know, vendors that return all the time. I mean, shout out to our, you know, our sponsor vendors. our sponsors, you know, main sponsors there is Custom Sights and Sound. And this year we picked up Insane Tattoos, John, who supports, you know, tries to support as much as he can. He does a toy drive every year. We always support his toy drive. So when the show was coming about this year, he was one of the first ones to say, I definitely want to be one of the title sponsors this year. So shout out to John at Insane Tattoo. Yeah, man, it was a really good pickup. And, you know, just some honorable mentions, some of the guys that's been supporting since the beginning. Jimmy's Broad and Custom, Enhanced Customs, you know, Team Autoglass. You know, Grow Class always does this, you know, does good things with us and sends us some great raffle items. St. Lucie Battery and Tire. And speaking of raffle items, let's go back a little bit.
Let's do it.
Everyone knows that every year we usually have some really, really good raffle items. This year is no different. We tried to focus a lot on usable stuff, whether it's a dual pack from Vire that we got sent to us this year. A pneumatic block that we have coming from different places. We have tons of wall art. Chad, man, I love you, brother. He bead rolled a bunch of wall art for the raffle items and one of the awards that he did. And he knocked it out of the park. I don't know if you guys seen his work. Yeah, man.
Yeah, Chad. So we've got a lot of that.
Chad Luke, man, I love him so much, man. He came through in a pinch, and he's been super busy doing some of the other, you know, the Vaughn stuff with the NC guys and bead rolling and all that kind of stuff. Cause, you know, unfortunately, you know, he was lost too. So he's been super busy. He was able to squeeze us in to get some stuff done, man. And I can't thank him. I literally can't thank him enough for doing that. You know, for those raffle items and one of the awards that he did as well. So, yeah, man, we have a lot of things up for raffle this year. Our raffles are always good. We always do a 50-50 as well, so that's always a good thing. Last year, I think the 50-50 was $750 that somebody won. So this year, we're trying to push it even more because, you know, we try to take them. Well, we don't try. Every year, we take the other half of the 50-50 and we donate it to a charity, or we donate it back to someone in our scene that needs help, or someone in our scene that's going through something, you know, to kind of help them out and get through things that they're going through in life as well. So, you know, last year we gave that to Howard and his family. Their little son was going through some things with cancer and stuff like that. From what I actually ran into Howard the other day, and his son is doing excellent. They're back in town now. His son is doing great. So, you know, it's just little things like that. When I say you give back to the scene, It's what we try to do every year, man. It's what we try to do every year.
Yeah, man. And real quick, you know, to piggyback off that, if you look up Chad Luke, he was on before, but he's NC_CHADL. And you'll see, you know, his bead work, as you mentioned, man, that just kind of took off. But you also mentioned giving back. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Mini Madness, and I don't want to say Mike Murray because it was the Mini Madness crew at Slamfest a few years ago. It seems like they did something for, I forget if it was an RA member or was something that they were giving away under the big pole barn. But to your point, I forget what the details were about that. But it's always great when you can help someone out, because so often, you know, with the challenges that we all deal with in life, man, it's, dude.
Absolutely.
Things come like a tsunami. So, but I mean, shout out to
absolutely. That was something that they did for one of the members of the little Floridius group we have there. And man, it's like things like that you know that, you know, you give back and you respect people in the scene. They respect you back, no matter what anybody says, or, oh, these guys are assholes, or they're this, or that, or they're that. But once you get to know the people and stuff like that, it's you see a whole different side of what it is. So
exactly, everyone, just know Fester from RA Florida is not an asshole. He's just a crazy guy, man. He's crazy, crazy.
He's just a crazy, crazy ass motherfucker, and boy, do we love him.
And here's really, really quick, and I've told this story before. Some will remember it. This is a quick one, right? I don't want to take much more of your time, but
no,
Slamfest 97 was the first year. It was either 97. I think it might have been 98. I'm getting the years mixed up. It was one of the two, and it was the first time I took my truck to the show, and it was at Slamfest,
right.
And I was by myself. You know, I didn't know much about it. You know, Static had the topper, you know, clean blue S10, and these guys literally, and some will remember this story, so I apologize. They pull up, and we're in the staging line to get through, and they're right next to me, and I forget if it was Fester's S10 back then, but they're sitting and
Dracula. Dude,
yeah, and they're sitting right next to me, and one of them has the clown wig on, right? And I'm going, dude, these guys, you know, I'm just a young dude out of high school. I'm thinking, you know, I don't know anybody. And these guys literally came up and were just like, yo, man, your truck is real clean. Man, and I was like, it made me feel good. I'm like, man, I just got this little truck. I don't really know what I'm doing. But ever since then, it was like those guys were so cool, man. And it left that lasting impression on my mind, because imagine if those guys would have been like, hey, who the fuck are you? And, you know, I could have been really turned off by the scene. So I think that's why it's important. I know we all love to get a little rowdy and stuff, but man, it's important when younger cats are getting in the game or the scene, whatever you want to talk, you know, call it. You got to embrace it, man. So I definitely appreciate you kind of sharing some of that with us, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember, and just like that, I mean, we've all got stories of walking around and seeing, and before we got involved with Severed or Relaxed or some of these bigger clubs, walk around, you know, shows and stuff like that, kind of being shunned because we were young punks and didn't know what we're doing. And everybody kind of goes through that hazing a little bit. You know, you can't really escape that because, you know, you walk around people that's been building stuff for years and years and years, and you roll up with, you know, with your... With something that you think is badass, and they're going to kind of haze you a little bit about stuff like that.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's got to be all love, you know? It's got to be completely all love. Unless it's a complete piece of shit and it shouldn't be on the road where it's going to kill me and my son driving next to him, then they can go to hell.
Yeah, exactly. That's my man right here.
I got to say that.
love it. Well, before we conclude, I did want to kind of couple this together. I know it's a separate event, but since downtime, as you mentioned, is Labor Day weekend, which is, I love the weekend because, you know, a lot of people in America are like, oh, yeah, it's the end of summer. And we're going, dude, summer's just kicking off here in Florida, man. We'll be swimming for months, dude, into Christmas. But since it is Labor Day weekend, there's a bowling tournament that's going on, and it's been hosted, you know, for a while. And it just so happens that, boom, you really can get this perfect storm. It's on Sunday, as you mentioned, downtime's on Saturday. It's hosted by, I believe, Aftermath Florida, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool for them to be able to kind of make it the same weekend. I anticipate that a lot of guys are going to be able to make it like that mini truck, boom, perfect storm weekend, man.
Yeah, man, that's kind of what the thought process was. You know, shout out to Christian and all the Aftermath crew and, you know, Raymond and all those guys. You know, it was kind of a perfect weekend for it to kind of mesh together that way, for downtime being on Saturday and this being on Sunday, because what better way to convince people to come from out of state or to come from, you know, a 3-hour drive or 5-hour drive or 10-hour drive than to give them something to do the complete entire weekend. So for that to be the next weekend or the next day, I should say, the same weekend, the next day, I mean, it makes for a whole weekend of truck shit, and nothing's better than that to stay the night and stay the weekend. Like I said, a lot of guys are coming in Friday night and Friday afternoon and staying until Monday. So you can't beat that to take something that, you know, a one day show and be able to magnify that with another option to make it a complete weekend. Man, I mean, there's nothing better than that.
Man, you summed it up right there. My one story from the bowling tournament years ago, you know, we participated. I'm not a good bowler. My friends know, like, I kind of shy away from bowling. I'll have a brew and kick back a little bit. But it was cool when Ernie came in years ago, and I'm sitting there and I go, oh snap, there's Ernie Macias. And I slapped hands with him real quick, and, you know, we didn't have a lot of time to chat, and, you know, he hit me up a few days later, or it was Ernie from Cali.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, from No Regrets, and, you know, you know, we slapped hands, and he hit me up, and he's like, hey, man, you know, I know we didn't get a lot of time to, you know, to really chop it up. And I was like, man, you know, Ernie's a great guy. We've had him on, but, you know, it just kind of shows that it doesn't matter. You know, if you're doing a good thing for the scene, you know, like you said earlier, things start to come together. And really, Florida has been on the map a long time, but we're really kind of cementing. You know, it's kind of like when we went to the moon, supposedly, right? And we put the American flag in, and it's like, boom, that's what we're doing in Florida. I mean, we're reinforcing that, hey, man, we're here. We're not going anywhere. We're building badass shit, like Seedless, by the way. So, you know, at the end of the day,
thank you, sir.
Appreciate your candor on this episode of Our Lifestyle, the podcast. This interview was presented by Sick Nick. So definitely give Greg Miller, and it's at Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram, a follow. Now, lastly, I did want to say, if you search, now I know a lot of you guys, you know, you hear us say downtime. And just to be clear, it's DWNTYME, and that ties into, and we've shared this before and we'll share it again, the license plate that Bruce Rivera had on his truck. So go on Facebook and type in DWNTYME space, you know, and it'll pop up 2017. Boom. Make sure you're following the event page and, you know, all those different pages out there. Click that you're going.
The Facebook page, let me add to that, Jay, real quick, is DWNTYME show, SHOW.
Boom.
Is the Facebook page. Instagram is at Downtime Show, which is spelled the same way, DWNTYME, show. So absolutely go in there and check everything out. All the times, date, location, all the information you need to know is on there. Absolutely.
Boom. Airhead Nation, OLP crew, boom. You already know. So you heard it from Josh Miller. Josh, man, before we conclude here, anything else you got for the listeners, homie?
Man, the only thing I want to say is we give a strong shout out and thank you to all the supporters of Downtime. You know, the show couldn't happen without people coming to it, venturing out and taking a chance on a one-day show to check it out and keep the show growing. We hope it keeps growing and growing and growing, because if it does, we have, you know, bigger and better things to come next year, possibly. So, you know, we want to give a shout out to everybody and thank you for supporting it. We ask for continued support, and we hope everybody enjoys themselves this year, man.
Yeah, bring a little extra cash or your debit card or credit card so you can buy some stuff from the vendors, as Josh mentioned, and
Absolutely. That's
how you support the scene right here, man.
Absolutely. And one thing, if you're bringing a pop-up tent, make sure the damn thing is staked down. I've made a post about it. If it's not staked down, we will gladly come over and show you how to take it down properly.
So, yeah.
We don't want any incidents. It gets a little breezy out there, a little windy out there sometimes. So we want to make sure that, we show respect to all the vehicles in the area, no matter what it is, that, a pop-up tent's not blowing on the vehicle and ruining it. So make sure you bring your stakes for your pop-up tents for sure.
That's what's up, man. Well, again, thank you so much, Josh. We appreciate you and all of RA Florida for what you guys do. Keep doing your thing, man.
Yeah,
and make sure you look up Josh Miller. Just type in Josh Miller on Instagram. And Josh, real quick, give out your Instagram. I forget off the top of my head.
Relax_Miller.
Relaxed_Miller. You heard it right. Chia, man. All right, brother. You have a great evening, and we want to have you back on soon, cuz. Peace.
A fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast. You already know, we've got a special guest. Really an international guest. We've had a couple peeps on from Canada. This is our first guest from the big homie, Toasty. He goes by, it's Avit Chauhan, and I want to make sure I'm saying that right, but we call him Toasty, man. How's it going?
Good, man. How you been?
Good, good. Now, for the listeners, just so everyone knows, Toasty was at Slamboree. He flew in from Australia to go to Slamboree, and we'll talk more about that. But, man, how's the experience been just kind of getting into the States and stuff, man? You've been having a kick-ass week?
Yeah, flew in, 14-hour flight, and then we landed in L.A., spent about a week there, so just try and get used to the time difference and everything. After L.A., pretty much straight to Oklahoma for Slamboree.
Rock on. Now, did you guys drive from Los Angeles out there?
We got into L.A., drove around there, and then went to San Diego, drove to there. And then flew from L.A. to Oklahoma. Like, it's just too long of a drive
awesome.
To try and do well on the holidays, right?
Right. No, I know what you mean, man. Yeah, I could only imagine. I've seen people do these crazy trips, like in Australia, where they jump from city to city, and they're, you know, they fly a little bit, and they drive, and it's got to be pretty rad for you. But what I wanted to kind of talk about real quick is, you know, you mentioned Slamboree. I mentioned it as well. But, you know, how was the show just overall? I mean, from you, I know you've been to the U.S. a couple times, but being at a mini truck show that was arguably one of the biggest, baddest of this year, how was it, Toasty?
Well, for us, it's a completely different scene here because we don't get full-size trucks.
Ah.
So for us, it was just every single truck stood out. Like, it didn't disappoint. And especially when you guys had about, I think there was about 700 cars all up at a show.
Wow.
So for us, that's pretty much 5-6 times our shows. Because, like, our show, the biggest we get is, say, about 150 to maybe maximum 200.
Wow.
And it goes for one day, pretty much, like, but we party all weekend. So for us, it was a massive show. And even, like, trying to walk around the whole day, like, it just killed us, especially in the heat as well.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Definitely a good experience.
Cool. Well, what's contrasting to me is that when a lot of the listeners, when we look on Instagram or Facebook, and we see these builds from Australia that are just like mind-blowing. So something that stuck out to me is you mentioned all the full sizes, and I didn't really think about that. But it's crazy because to me, when you said about 200 max, I think when I see some of these Australia shows, they seem bigger to me, but it's a lot of badass mini trucks, isn't it, man?
Yeah, well, pretty much, like, because our rules are so strict, I think each of our vehicles, when we build them, it's pretty much to a higher level. So, because if you don't, like, if it's not, how do I explain it? Like, it's, the notches have to be perfect. Everything has to be perfectly made, like, built.
Yeah, it's like all inspected and all that stuff.
Yeah, because we have to work with an engineer. So if the engineer doesn't like how it's built, like if the built welds are broken or anything like that, ladder welds, it doesn't get approved. So if it doesn't get approved, you're running the risk driving it. And if the cops pull you over, you're pretty much up shit creek kind of thing.
Yeah, that's crazy
So we have like yellow stickers, red stickers, and then all the defects and all that. So you're in a lot of fines. Like, you can get a lot of fines, lose your license, having to have to tow your truck home as well. So it gets a bit pretty crazy. Like, we have a fine. Like, it's a funny saying we have, like, it's like pretty much if you have a modified vehicle in Australia, you're treated as a criminal.
That is insane, because half of the mini truckers, maybe not half, but a good portion of the mini truckers in America would be up Schitt's Creek. Because, here it's very loose with the laws, you know?
Yeah, we did notice that a couple of trucks as we were walking around at Slamboree. But, you know, like, that's the difference between you guys and us. Like, you guys can get away with it. We can't. Oh, we can, but yeah. It's a big kind of thing, so.
Yeah, it almost sounds like here, if I'm going to do, like, an extension on my house or I'm going to, you know, build a house, there's very strict laws. Like, they have permits. You have to come out, you got to get inspections with, hey, the electrical was ran right. It seems like years ago that Australia picked that up, which rightfully so. I mean, I know some people are like, hey, it's the home of the free. But at the same time, you really want to have a little bit of rules around, you know, vehicles that are going 70, 80 miles down the road. So I appreciate you kind of giving us some of that insight. Now, talking about Slamboree, you know, we don't have to talk a lot about it, but, like, since you are a part of Severed Australia, how was the overall celebration? I mean, that had to be pretty rad-ass, as Ronnie would say from C10 Talk. That was pretty cool, huh?
That was amazing. Like, first time meeting a lot of the Severed members, like, face-to-face, because I think we've had a few of them come to Australia. We had our show last year, Severed Slam. So we had Joe, Melina, Morgan, Jamie, Patrick, Mike, other people previously as well who have come down. So meeting everyone in general, like, because we only talk each other like on Facebook on and off kind of thing. You see the posts, but talking to them personally, drinking with them, a lot of fireballs.
Yeah.
So, and then we made Brett and Mike do a few shoeys as well. So I don't know if you know what a shoey is, but pretty much get your drink, put in your shoes, and drink out of the shoe, right?
I saw that. So, I was wondering. I was like, what the hell is that?
They even made Kev Dog do it as well from Kindigit, so I think it was pretty funny. Yeah. So good to see you guys taking on what we do back home, sort of thing as well.
That's cool,
but
man.
Definitely good catching up with everyone.
Yeah, that's really awesome. I did see, like you said, Joe and our homie Morgan, his wife, and of course, you know, Mike and Jamie and those guys that they went down to Australia. I know a couple of those guys have been down there several times. It's really cool that you can come to the States and we can try to, you know, repay the favor, because one of the great things I tell people about being in a national club is you can sometimes go all around the United States, but in the case of Severed, we were in four countries, all four countries were there, and now we're in five because we picked up New Zealand. But it was mind-blowing to me to think, like, Oklahoma, you had Australia, Japan, Canada, of course you had U.S. all over the country, and then you also had Hawaii, of course, Neil, and, you know, the homies from out there.
Yep. And even with the Kiwi guys, the guys from New Zealand, they actually drove from L.A. all the way to Oklahoma as well, so like, they've put in solid effort for it, so they wanted to experience the whole thing, so pretty glad they got the chat off.
Yeah, man. So, and I had met the homie it wasn't last SEMA, but the SEMA before. I met the guy from New Zealand, and he goes, yeah, I'm petitioning. And it had been a long...
Simon.
Yeah. Is that his name?
I think they've been petitioning for about two years or so. 2-3 years, maybe? Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And so it's great when someone can really, you know, put forth the work, and then, you know, for them to have to spend, you know, I can imagine how much a plane ticket is. I mean, even for yourself, it's really cool that we could all... Yeah. kind of come together in the middle of the U.S. for that 25th, man. That was really badass.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah, man. 30th, here we come. But as we kind of move, that's what I'm saying, as we move forward, I wanted to, you know, since we had a couple minutes with you, you know, you have a killer Toyota pickup that really I just cannot say enough about. I mean, it's just really awesome. But can you give the OLP crew some insight into the pickup that you have? I know, you know, it's got a lot of work into it.
Yeah, I'd say probably about 10% of the original bodies left on it. It's a 2002 Hilux. And in Australia, we don't really get Tacomas. So when I started it, it had no intentions of having it bagged and all that. It was just meant to be static. Ended up getting talked into getting it bagged. Once we bagged it, I'm like, that's it, no more. Ended up suiciding the doors 2 months later. And then someone told me that we can get Tacoma front ends, and if I was interested. So looked into it, got the Tacoma front end, put the Tacoma front end on, and then I'm like, oh, something still didn't fit in. And because I didn't want to stretch the cab to try and put the Tacoma bedsides on, played around with Photoshop and talked to a few of the guys who were fabricators and all that. And came up with an idea to put Tacoma front guards into the rear. So we pretty much ordered another set of Tacoma guards, and we grafted them onto the cab and to the bed, and extended the body line all the way to the end. And with the tailgate, that was the harder part as well, because couldn't find anywhere to get a Tacoma tailgate. So we made it based on pictures. And then made it to suit the Hilux taillights.
Sick.
So, yeah, a lot of bodywork has gone into it. And, yeah, just sometimes it's just like, why did I do that?
I know. It's such a sick truck. Now, I definitely want to let everyone know, and I'll mention this again, you want to go on Instagram and follow Toasty. It's Toast_graphics, or you can just search Toast Graphics. It'll pull up. Now, when you see, you kind of scroll through, he does a fantastic job. We'll talk about some photography here in a minute. But you look at some of the collages that he puts together. I love what he does. A lot of it's been reshared on the Severed National page. But, Toasty, I wanted to ask you, like on the front license plate, I know you guys have the different license plates, I think, in Australia. I see it says LUXTCE. Now, is that like a custom vanity plate?
Yes, it's a custom plate. So... pretty much the way I came up with it was it's an addiction, so it's like luxury.
Yeah.
That's how I came up with it. So it just became an addiction, pretty much started as a Hilux, and now look what's Frankenstein kind of thing to weird Tacoma. And sometimes I don't even know how to explain to people, is it a Tacoma or is it a Hilux? Because it's built as a Hilux, but looks like a Tacoma.
Uh-huh.
And going to even Toyota shows in Australia, most of the Toyota dealerships don't even know what it is because it says it's a Hilux, but it looks like something else.
That's sick, man. That's so sick. I mean, it's really, really, really a cool truck, and I've seen it kind of come together, and I hope to see it in person one day. I love the suicide doors remind me of the 60 Lincolns, which I'm a big fan of. So that kind of made my ears perk up when I saw, suicide doors. But it's really a cool truck. It's a different kind of color than we normally see. I mean, there's some colored vehicles like that in the U.S., but really it stands out, man. I mean, if that truck were to be here in the U.S., it would draw a crowd. So, I just can't say good job enough, you know?
Thank you.
Yep. So I wanted to just kind of transition back to really quick, you know, you come from down under, you know, sorry I had to say that. It's just, I guess it's easier for me to say down under than Australia. You know, and now you guys, I did mention that you have some pretty unreal shows, but other than some of the ones you talked about, I mean, were there any other ones you could kind of give us any insight into? Because you have the one, is it the EC Compound? Is that how you say it?
Yep. It's East Coast Cruise, and it's called, like, the area we have the show is called The Compound, because it's actually at like a ski resort.
Ah.
So during summer, the whole summer, like around summer, they're pretty dead, right? So we hire out the whole hotel, pretty much. So all the cabins pretty much sell out. So we have, it's like a T-way road. We get to drive up and down, drag as much as you want, and just party all weekend, pretty much. So some people get there about Thursday and leave on Monday. We, like, for, like, cause I have work, so I usually get there Friday and leave by Sunday. But even then, as soon as you rock up, there's cars everywhere driving up and down. Just awesome time, awesome party atmosphere as well, cause everyone's there, no one's leaving, sort of thing. So drink all day, drink all night, drive safe.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah, and I know we kind of talked about the rules and this stuff like that there, but basically you're saying, like, if there's 200, let's say 150 to 200, Australia is a huge country. Do people drive for, like, hours and hours and hours like they do in the U.S.?
For East Coast, yeah. Like, well, it's probably, say, 5.5 hours south from Sydney. Like, I can't do the conversion between kilometers and miles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's a bit hard. Like, we get guys from, like, especially East Coast, like, guys from New Zealand come down. This year, we've got guys from Japan and US coming as well. There's a guy, Steve Momo, who's got a 1JZ Volvo. He drives from Perth, which is on the other side of Australia. It takes him, I think, about 3 days to get there.
Wow.
And that's, like, driving probably about 12, 15 hours solid each day. We've got guys coming from Tasmania, which is a little tiny island. If you look at the map of Australia, they're a little tiny island. So they, for them to get to the show, it's about 3 hours drive up north, an overnight ferry, and then about 8 hours drive. So we get guys from Queensland, which is up further north of Sydney. I think it takes them about 17 hours or so. So some of them fly, some of them drive, but usually all our shows, we get people from everywhere trying to make every show as well. So it's always like, that's why our shows, like every time we have them, they're always a good turnout because everyone makes the efforts to go to them.
Yeah, that's really cool. Now, what's the, really quick too, when I look on Instagram, if I look at Capital, C-A-P-I-T-A-L, Jam, what kind of, can you give us any insight on that? Is it a lot of like VWs I see, or what's the deal with that one?
Capital Jam is, it's more of a mixed show. So the club, Low Intentions, they've got some pretty badass cars, yeah, well, customs really. They've got mini trucks, caddies, I think Roscoe's got a Ranchero as well. And pretty much so with their show, it's everything low. So you can have the V-dubs, you can have the Lincolns, Cadillacs, anything. And pretty much all our shows are right as well now. Like, we're sort of evolving into other customs. Like, you've got guys coming and building hot rods as well. They still bring them out to all our shows as well. So it's not mini trucks anymore for us. It's pretty much mini trucks and customs.
Yes.
So that's what kept it as well.
I like that. Mm-hmm. And before I forget, I wanted to mention to everyone, because I've gotten a lot of this from Toasty's Instagram, really some great content you can link out to, but ECC underscore the compound is the East Coast Cruise. So it's ECC underscore the compound. And what you'll see there is they have about 1,000 followers, but they have just under 400 posts, but you'll see a lot of information there. Now, Toasty, do you link up with that Instagram at all? Because I saw that, like, there's the slammed coverage there that I know that, you know, you always participate in.
I've been doing photo coverage I pretty much do a photo coverage of all the shows I go to. East Coast I've been involved with since around 2008. Yeah. So every year I've been doing all the shows, like show coverage, trophies, and pretty much just around the whole weekend, take photos. But after a weekend, I end up with about 3,000-4,000 photos, and then send them off to Slammed, Mike at Slammed.
Mm-hmm.
He does his thing. Jamie, who organizes the show, he's part of NC, who organizes the show, he does all the write-up for me. He'll send that to Mike as well, and then pretty much we use those photos to promote the show as well. And then we got all the other photographers, like Jasmine from Chaos as well, Cooper from fresh as. Mm-hmm. He gets in as well, so we pretty much get along as well. So we share ideas. You get basic Mark from Basic Photography and Video. He does videos as well. So we got a pretty good crew now to do promote each show as well. So it's like I can actually slack off a bit now because getting old.
Yeah, you say that. I think you're young, even younger than I am. That's kind of funny. But yeah, to give a shout out to Basic One, I'm trying to remember what his Instagram is, but that's Mark, and he's in Severed, right?
Yep, he's in Severed as well. So he became full member, I think it was last year. Yeah.
And he has, off the top of my head, I'm trying to remember, an Isuzu, right?
Yeah. Two-tone Isuzu. Well, you guys call them Isuzus. We call them Holden Rodeo.
Right.
But, yep, and Isuzu Pup, I think you guys call them.
Yeah. His stuff is his badass. Now, the last show that I wanted to mention, because again, I'm seeing this on your Instagram, is Laid Out at the Lake. Now, is that in New Zealand, and how long does that take you to get there?
Yeah, that's a New Zealand show. So I've had Matt Keating from Tin Trucks. He sponsors me to come out there. But it's probably about four hour flight from Sydney to Auckland, and then about five, six-hour drive down south to Lake Taupo. And the scene over there is still fairly new and growing, but a lot of things that it's completely different to how Australian shows are, because they've got a lot more engine conversions, and it's more of a standstill, like lowered static trucks and all that. And then you've got the traditional body drop, bag mini truck, like the whole mini truck style. There's different scenes there, but at the same time they all get along as well. So for me to go there, it's completely different as well, because it's a whole different feel to our shows, but it's still an awesome environment as well.
That's sick, man. Well, and I just found that it's Basic Photography, but instead of an I, it's a number one. So BAS, number one, C, like Basic, and then Photography. And you'll see Mark has a really cool, Holden. And I love it because it's a space cab, and it's got like the steely wheels that remind me of like the mob steel wheels. But it's something that's different. And I've always enjoyed seeing not only your photos, but Mark's as well. You guys do a really good job of covering the entire scene down there, man, in that area. So cool stuff. So as we kind of move along, because we want to value your time here on vacation, if you will, a good friend of yours and fellow Severed Ties Aussie, I'll say it, is Michael Ellard. And on Instagram, he's under Image One. And Isuzu, or Holden, as you'd say, is really insane. For anybody that hasn't seen it, you're going to be blown away. It's probably one of the baddest mini trucks ever built, in my opinion. I got to write the feature that appeared in Truck and Mag. You shot it, of course, which was an insane feature, dude. Fantastic job. But what can you tell the listeners just a little bit about this masterpiece?
Oh, just one of those trucks, we call him Bobbin. He told me about his idea about it and all that, and I said, why don't we do a build progress feature on it? So from the start, we'll do all the build photos. And I thought that was a bad idea, because we spent so many late nights on it every week, just seeing how long it took him to do it all. But got an LS in it, crazy interior, roof chop, like ton of body work with the whole tail, like the rear end made to look like a Cadillac rear end. All the chrome steel fittings are pretty much copper plated as well.
Sick.
Copper dipped. It's just the more you look at it, the more every little thing detail will pop on it. So I think all the electronics run off an iPad as well. So it just never ends. Like the more you look at it, the more you keep seeing different things on it. Like everything's been touched. And like you said, it probably is the baddest truck there is at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. And I think Michael has his own, or as his nickname is Bobbin, he has his own Instagram. But best place to look is Image_conversions. You'll see there that's his main one, I think.
Yeah, that's his shop. So he also, like, not just builds his car, he also builds a few others. He just recently built the Holden FX, which is like a historic Australian car.
I saw
and that. That took out about, that took out five awards at our big shows here, like Motorex, which is probably equivalent to SEMA, maybe not as big, but yeah, cleaned up that as well. And then on top of that, he also has his other customers' cars where he builds limousines and party vans and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And to your point, again, I mean, you can learn a lot on Instagram. When you're looking at image underscore conversions, you'll see where he'll tag Meguiar's, it's Motorex, I think you say it. So it's Meguiars, and then Motor, and then EX at the end. But his display with the wood floor and the truck up in the air and the suicide doors, and it's just, it really, I mean, I see it and I just get goosebumps. So, you know, I say all that because I know, you know, you guys down there do a fantastic job, man, of what you build. You guys really support the scene. Obviously, you're coming to America to support the scene. You know, we know a lot of guys have went down there. I just think it's really cool. But before we kind of end, I did, you know, we hinted a little bit about photography, but how did you get involved with taking photos? And really, is it just a hobby of yours?
Yeah, it started off as just pretty much picked up like a point and shoot camera, started with that. And then as it got on, a lot of, spoke with a few other friends, like Method, photography down in Tasmania, Basic, and they're like, oh, you should sort of get an SLR. So next thing you know, started up Toast Graphics and started taking more photos, got better at it, and yeah, just hobby became business pretty much.
Got it. Now, do you do that for a living now?
Yeah. No. So what I actually do for a living is completely different.
Oh, okay.
So I work in project management for IT infrastructure, and I manage budgets and organize resources for projects and stuff for IT server movements and stuff like that. So it kind of does come handy because organizing club members and all that, like for shows. And last year we hosted at Servitize Australia, we hosted Servit Slam to celebrate the 10-year anniversary for the club. And if you speak to any of the members, you'll see all my spreadsheets. They laugh about that as well.
That's sick.
Project management does come handy, I suppose. But yeah, that's what I do for actual work. So
that's awesome, man. Well, I do project management at work, and I know the homie Vic, who's kind of our executive producer, he does as well. And to your point, it really does come in handy because I'm very OCD when it comes to certain things. Got to leave at a certain time, you know, got to get to the show at a certain time and things like that. So I think it's pretty cool.
That's what pretty much it. Yeah. Like trying to organize everyone so everyone's on time. Everyone knows what's happening. It works.
Yes. Well, before we wrap up, I did want to just, it wouldn't be good if I didn't mention rest in peace. We're actually going to a mini truck memorial show tonight, which is always in Orlando. But a really good guy from Australia that was in negative camber, man, I never met the guy, but I've seen all the posts and I've seen that he really moved a lot of people. You know, rest in peace, Lordy Sterling. He was really a big figure down there, wasn't he, man?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, Lordy was just one of those guys you could approach at any show, ask him a million questions, and he'll just talk to you like a normal person, like wouldn't pay you out or anything like that. Like, he's just the humblest guy, and he was one of the guys I spoke to when I did the quarters of mine, and he's like, just do it. Like, what's the worst thing to happen? Like, and he was pretty much one of the guys that would motivate everyone on what he does, like how he worked and all that as well. His shop, Chop Shop as well. Like, it's just, yeah, one of those guys. If you meet him, you're pretty much connected straight away. And yeah, like,
Yeah, it's not easy. And I'll just kind of end it with this. You know, I've read on what had happened, and it's a tragic thing, but you know, the thing I'll tell the listeners is this, as we kind of transition back into a positive thing is, you know, you got to live every moment. I read a post today from Kurt Hall, who we had on very early in our podcast, which this month marks 2 years we've been doing it. And Kurt is a part of NC, Michigan, and he went through a tragic accident where he's paralyzed. I met him, or excuse me, I saw him at SEMA last year. You know, you just gotta live every day to the fullest. And like Toasty, man, he's here in the U.S. enjoying his time. He's going 100 miles an hour all the time, going to shows, taking photos, really contributing positively to the scene, and we thank you for that. But we don't want to take up much more of your time, but I have one last question. And I know this is going to be probably the most corny question, but are you guys Crocodile Dundee fans down there, man?
Oh, yes. I suppose yes and no. I guess it's just one of those stereotype things. We got a guy called, like, well, everyone knows Steve Irwin as well. There's another great like that. And like, most of you guys haven't heard of him, but look up Russell Coit. He's pretty much a comedian who, look him up. You'll get it.
Yeah. How do you spell his last name?
Coight.
Coight.
Ght.
Ght. My bad. My wife would be saying, "Hey, see, you don't have good hearing, like I keep telling you." Russell Coit. Yeah, we'll look him up and we'll make sure we post that out there. I know I grew up watching Crocodile Dundee as a kid. You know, in the 80s, and I think in Crocodile Dundee 2, there's that famous scene where he opened.
I think they had three or something.
Yeah, and I think part two, he opens up and he's in New York City and he's like blowing fish out of the water and they pan out and then you see the Twin Towers from New York in the background. It's kind of an iconic scene. But the other thing I thought was funny is growing up playing Nintendo, I was an 80s kid. There's, of course, was Bayou Billy, that NES game. And I always thought of Crocodile Dundee when I played that. You know what I mean? Too funny. But man, listen, it's been a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much, Toasty, for your time, and please keep us in the loop as to really any cool shit that you're doing. You got your hands in a lot. The Airhead Nation, you know, please hit up Toasty on Instagram. Just go to Instagram, search Toast Graphics, GRAPHICS. Anything else that you wanted to share with the listeners, Toasty?
No, man. Thanks, Heath, for having me on, and I pretty much can't wait to party with everyone again.
Hell yeah. Listen, have fun tonight in Tennessee. Don't do anything crazy that we wouldn't do. And we just want to say we appreciate you, and you have a great day, brother.
Thanks, mate.
Boom, there you have it, episode Big Foe O. Even though Cypress Hill said you can't fuck with the Big Foe O, you know how we do, man. So thank you so much. Just want to give a shout out to Sick Nick. Slamber Party's coming. You're going to hear a lot about it very soon. Also, Sparkles Detail, Grindr TV, Viair Corp. You know the drill. All the people that F with us, we F with them. We appreciate y'all. We out. We'll see you on 41. Peace.
I said, "Do you speak my language?" He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, "I come from a land, land, land. Peter Slow and mentioned her. From the